You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Wally and Ray are your hosts. Lex Diamond joining us shortly. What's good, Walt?
Everything is gravy, man. We just saw a real team win the Super Bowl, so you know what I mean.
Still talking about Washington, though. Reuben Foster.
Yeah, like I said, a real team won the Super Bowl.
Got a Ryan. We got another brother of a star. Isn't that unfortunate?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? That's the Washington way, so we come to expect it. Still have burgundy and gold topics, though, even though it's offseason.
You know what? We got to keep the content coming and moving, man. We're like the movers and shakers of the DMV.
Thank you all for listening, as always. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page.
Will T would normally say this. He's not on today for today's show, so I'll say it. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. We'll have, like Ray mentioned, we'll have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network. He will join us to discuss the Redskins bringing Rob Ryan on as their linebackers coach. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, right now, we have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's good, Lex?
Hey, guys. What's going on, man? I know you guys are happy about the Super Bowl.
Happy in what way?
In what way? Explain, bro.
What do you mean? Greatness happened again.
Greatness?
Yeah, Belichick, man. He's a great coach.
Oh, Belichick. Belichick's a real coach. We already know that. He's a real coach.
Well, Lex, to be honest, I enjoyed the NFL 100 commercial. What did you think about that?
Hey, that was probably the biggest highlight of the year. You know, I respect Belichick, and I was happy for them. But outside of that part, the commercial of the night was the Marshawn Lynch sticking his hand in the middle of the kick.
Yeah, that's funny.
Causing that fumble, and there was 50 current and past football great players in that commercial, which was unbelievable. I counted all of my songs listening to players.
Gotta love seeing Barry Sanders, but you pay attention to detail as evidenced by what you just said. So, quick question: who blasted Deion Sanders? I did not get that part.
I have to go back and look at that.
Oh, man!
Who did blast Deion?
Somebody blasted Deion, and he lost the football.
Was it Ed Reed?
No, it wasn't Ed Reed. It wasn't Ed Reed. Ed Reed hit LT maybe.
Okay, that's who he hit.
If I'm not mistaken.
Was it Brian Urlacher?
Yeah, got him, but I think it might have been Michael Singletary.
Was it Brian Urlacher? I thought I saw a ball.
Had Franco Harris out there. And then Brady dumping on the rings on Baker. I thought that was dope.
From beginning to end,
everybody where I was watching the game at was like, wow, that was the greatest commercial of the night. So we all
agree. Who was missing?
Daryl Green was missing. All Skins, everything. That's what I'm saying.
Daryl Green was missing.
Where was one of the Redskins great? Where was Dexter?
Where was Champ Bailey at, man?
Where was Wilbur?
Where was Doug Williams?
Who was Doug Williams, man?
Yeah, so they dropped the ball. No Redskins were in it.
John Riggins.
Maybe that's a Twitter question. Are you mad that no Redskins appeared in the NFL 100 years commercial celebration?
We're going to do that. High five, Ray.
Boom. We on point tonight, Lex.
But Lex, hey, so you know, Patriots used to have this guy as their linebackers coach. Now he's our linebackers coach. I'm referring to Rob Ryan. Rob Ryan was actually a Super Bowl winning linebackers coach with the New England Patriots. What are your thoughts on the move of having him on board on this staff?
I'm happy with it. I think he's a colorful guy. I think everybody kind of knows that. You know, but he has been, you know, a aggressive defensive coach. Pretty much his entire time, learned from his dad, who was probably, arguably, one of the top five greatest defensive minds, I think, in football. And, you know, with the 3-4 defense, I think he's really going to evaluate the talent, you know, at the linebacker position. I think he'll also affect the entire defense in some capacity, but the linebacker position, I'm really curious to see what he'll do with Reuben Foster, uh, a Ray Lewis clone because he did have a. I think he coached in Baltimore at one point.
Oh no! I know Rex did. I think Rex coached.
Rob coached in Dallas
and Buffalo.
And Buffalo. Rex definitely
coached
in
Dallas.
Cleveland.
Yeah, he did.
And Cleveland too.
And New England.
But he was a linebacker.
I don't think he was ever in Baltimore.
Rex was in Baltimore.
Oh yeah, Rex was definitely in Baltimore.
He wasn't in Baltimore.
I'm interested to see how the defense starts out the gates last season. Obviously, top five, right?
Yeah.
Statistics wise.
Yeah.
But at what point do you have to move Minuski and maybe promote him depending on how the defense performs?
Yeah, I agree. I think
a change should have been made anyway. I think it's still a good hire because you needed to do something.
Well, I think what happens in that situation, if Washington starts on slow or struggles on defense, now they have somebody that they respect that can just fill in for a Greg Minuski if they struggle and they start losing, and it's because of the defense, you know, Coach Gruden will be able to, he'll have to shave some bodies off of his roster because they're going to be coming for his head. And that's usually what happens. When they're coming for your head, you got to start shedding some of these coaches, get rid of some of these coaches, try to preserve your own job. And I think, he'll probably be a fall guy if the Redskins are successful and Ryan will step right in.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. So you mentioned how Rob Ryan is a guy that potentially could be the new DC in case Minuski struggles. But, it's interesting. Rob Ryan is the only coach on the staff that used to be a DC. You got Ray Horton, who used to be a defensive coordinator as well. I want to say with the Arizona Cardinals back in the day. Looking at it like that, like, is Minuski in trouble? You got two guys that have DC experience.
I don't think he's in trouble. I think it's just, it adds to our coaching staff. Minuski finally got an opportunity, and now he's being surrounded by some veteran coaches. I think it's a plus for him. We'll see what Minuski does. I think as a whole, the defense at times played really well last year, but then we had a few injuries to kind of shut some things down. But we'll see, man. We'll see how everything plays out. But, you know how the offseason goes. You got to figure out who's going to be on the roster. We got to see who he's going to be coaching first and foremost, because, right now there are a lot of holes that have to be filled. And there's still some questions, in particular Reuben Foster, what's going to happen with him. So it's a lot of behind the scenes things that's got to happen before we can start, evaluating Minuski and going into job security and things of that nature. We got a whole off season, guys.
Hey, Lex, I got two questions before we let you go. One is a Redskins-related question. The other one goes back to our earlier discussion in regards to the NFL commercial, the 100-year celebration commercial. Now, first, does this put pressure on Greg Minuski to have a better performing defense because now he feels like Rob Ryan is breathing down his neck, so to speak?
I don't see it like that.
Okay.
I see it as just, you got a guy who's been in the trenches, had success, that you've kind of added to the equation. Sort of like what Washington did on the offensive side when they brought in that former head coach to coach that offensive line, who he's done a decent job. Some people say some people probably say no, but it's always good if you can add quality coaches to your staff. Now, if they had hired Greg Williams, we'd be afraid of losing my job. For Greg Williams, no question about it, is going to take your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Or so, Wade Phillips, you know what I mean?
Like, nah, or Wade Phillips. You hire Wade Phillips or Belichick. They decide to hire Belichick and put him as the cornerback's coach. You're getting fired if one of those guys
I got you, Lex. So this last question, again, it's not necessarily a Redskins question, but you know what? I'm going to turn it into one, too. Because viewership was down for the Super Bowl. This was a record, 10-year low. Part of that was because New Orleans the city of New Orleans boycotted. But that's a whole nother discussion. The Redskins also had one of their worst years for attendance in a long time. I look at the NBA and the way they do their players only thing. I think it's a great marketing tool. Could the NFL learn from that? And speaking here locally, could the Redskins have some type of broadcast dedicated to just the players, former players, Charles Mann, Clinton Porters,
Chris Cooley.
Chris Cooley. Some of these guys who are still in the area, Fred Smoot, as much as he's been on our show, Fred Smoot is great. These guys doing like a players only thing to get the fans re-energized. You know, one thing that brings the fans out is when Riggo and other guys are honored. I feel as though they need to tap into their history. That was the whole point of hiring Bruce Allen, I thought. What'd you think?
Man, let me tell you something, man. I'm a broadcaster first and foremost. I don't want to see no players only. I don't want that players only.
Well, I'm talking about one type of show, Lex, not covering everything. Just one type of broadcast.
Lex, I'm trying to eat.
I don't want to see that mess because, first of all,
as a fan, Lex,
they got a network. It's called the NFL Network. It's all players. Well, maybe one non-player, Rich Eisen, but everybody else is a player. I punch people.
I don't want to see that.
Absolutely. I'm trying to feed my family, my 20 kids, and my 20 wives. I got time to be watching these players take jobs.
Hey, Lex. Yeah, see, Lex, you know what? It was a wrong question for you because you was hating on Tony Romo. Tony Romo in the extension.
That right there is a wrong question to ask me because every time I see that, I'm just like, man, you're taking people's jobs. You're taking opportunities away from people. You know, they're in school trying to be broadcasters when you got all these guys that, you know, came out of school early, went to the NBA, and just because they're from playing the NBA, it gives them the right to broadcast a game. Come on, I'm not for that at all.
Lex, I know you voiced your opinion again about Tony Romo, but that means you got to be consistent across the board. So don't let me see you in the
same. Romo is really good.
You was hating. You was like, man, I went to school for this. He stepped off the football field, and eventually, he got a job.
I didn't like the fact that he got a job immediately. You know, literally, they told him, you can quit football and you got a job. I didn't like that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as him doing the X&O's as an analyst,
he's great.
Tony Romo is arguably the best analyst I've heard probably in the last 20 years, man, because he calls the game from the booth. And honestly, if I was a general manager or owner, I would try to grab Tony Romo
as
and make
coach.
Him one of my coaches.
There you go.
Defensive coach,
yeah,
man, because he calls these plays. It is unbelievable how you call the plays. He's looking at the
all
formations
skids
and call the plays.
It's just all skids everything, giving so much credit to a Dallas guy. But, hey, Lex, don't let me catch you in the self-checkout lane, bro. Go to the cashier. They take jobs. Be consistent. All right. Have a good night, Lex.
Hey, man, listen. I'm trying to look out for y'all. Y'all talking about me. I'm trying to look out for y'all.
Thank you, Lex. I appreciate it.
Hey, Lex, before we let you go, let our listeners know how they can catch you on social media and what you got going on.
Hey, man, you can catch me at Lex Diamonds on Twitter and Instagram, Lex Diamonds without the A. I'm always talking about something crazy on Twitter, but Instagram, same deal. Promoting Trez Falsetto. He's got a new single, Perfect. We getting ready. HSRN getting ready for CIAA, man. They hit me over the weekend. They're trying to get me to do games. I'm trying to have a really small schedule so I can do other things while I'm down there. So we got to figure it out, man. But I'll be down at being Charlotte in a couple of weeks talking about college basketball. So.
Yeah, you're supposed to put me down, Lex. We'll have to talk, man.
Big things.
Thank you for being an advocate, brother. Be easy.
All right, thanks, Lex, man. I appreciate you, my man.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
All right. Again, and that's my man, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. But you know what, Ray? You know what, Ray?
What?
It's time for That's Real Talk. See you after the break. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm your host, Wally. Rave stepped out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also do the same for us on Google Play. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a voice message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll play your message or read your tweet or Facebook comment on the show. Here we go. The topic was about Rob Ryan and also, how can this team be like the New England Patriots? I mean, we want to have a winner here in D.C. And we got a tweet from my man, J.B. Raj. He tweeted, "No, their owner cares about winning on the field." I feel you, my man. It seems like the Kraft family does care about winning. And this organization, I don't want to say Daniel Snyder doesn't care about winning, because I believe that he does to a certain extent. But he lost that love and that passion he used to have back in the day when he first became the owner. When he used to spend money recklessly. I think a lot of people back then didn't like that. I kind of think people want to see that Dan come back a little bit. So, but in terms of, winning on the field, definitely this team doesn't look like they're trying to do that. And hopefully Bruce Allen, Daniel Snyder, they'll bring a winning formula for the 2019 season. I'm hoping for it as a diehard Redskin fan myself. But we appreciate you all listening to the show this week. Hopefully you'll listen next week. And, we'll do a lot of draft talk, probably off-season stuff, coaching staff stuff for the Washington Redskins. Again, I like the signing of Rob Ryan. We didn't talk about that. I mean, I didn't talk about that as much for this segment, but I love the signing of Rob Ryan. To be honest with you, just tells Minuski, you got to get your game up. You got Rob Ryan. You got Ray Horton on the staff. These guys used to be DC defensive coordinators. So now you got to step up. You have knowledge on that side. So if Minuski isn't doing anything right, and this team starts off slow, like Alex said, I wouldn't be surprised to see Rob Ryan be thrust into the role of being the Skins' new DC. And it's up to Rob Ryan to keep that job. It would basically be an audition for him. But anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie.